John, you knew it was going to be a close one, and it certainly proved that on the scoreboard. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the best team lost. I thought the team that played most rugby, the team that created the most chances, the loss. I mean, their first two tries came from an error after they kicked into our in goal and an interception, and another of theirs was a kick try. So there's one that really they've created with shape and skill, etc. So we're very disappointed because we feel we're the best team. We're also a little disappointed in you know, some of the officiating. When there's Ethan Ryan down here, he's over the in-goal area, the touchy calls that he's put his foot on the in-goal inside the goal area. I don't know if he did, but what I do know is that there's a guy goes down behind the posts, and York have used all their interchanges by 13 minutes. He goes down by the posts, walks to the sideline, and then all of a sudden it's a head knock. Well, if we're going to abuse processes like that, we may as well not have them. You know, it's poor as that. And that's, maybe we need independent doctors to decide which is a head knock and which isn't. Then perhaps interchanges will be used a little more conservatively.
Was that the incident after Ross Oakes had scored?
Yes, it was, yes. He walks off down here. He's walking off down here, it's plain as day. And then all of a sudden, the doctor runs down to him and starts signalling a head knock. Well, if it was a head knock, it'd have been down with a head knock to start with. But that's just me. I think that RFL have got to really have a look and see that, because we were saying stay in the grind. The views all the interchanges, 13 minutes left. So you stay in it and you're still working at it. We had one up our sleeves because perhaps we played the game to the laws. But, you know, by the by.
Do you think the game was played in the spirit of rugby league at times, John, this afternoon?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think it was a tough game. You mean York based their game on completions and grinds and good defence and working you down. And that's, they've done that very well. But it annoys me when, you know, the laws are bent like that. I don't like that. So, you know, that's just my own feeling.
There was a key momentum swing in that first half of Joe Brown. Pass is picked off by Will Oakes. If that lands to Ethan Ryan and goes in at the corner, it's a 12-point turnaround.
Well, that's how it is, isn't it? You know, there was that one, there was an error in his own in-goal as well, and we've conceded a kick try, as we said. So, you know, we made them work for their tries. They had the majority of the possession. I feel as if we'd have had as much ball as the opposition, I think we'd have come away with the win. I mean, 5-4 perhaps tells you that. So, you know, it's but that's by the by. The scorebook says 25-24, and York have won.
What's happened to Rhys Evans, John? He left the field.
Yeah,
like a high tackle.
It was a high tackle. There's no doubt about that. But you know, we'll leave that. But yes, he'll be have to do his concussion protocol now, because obviously that was a head knock and he couldn't return. So we'll have to go through the return to play protocol.
You must be proud though at times, John, being under pressure from York, them goal line dropouts, them repeat sets and keeping your line intact.
I thought the first half, I thought we defended great, because we made some headers in yardage, which was our fault. They forced some repeat sets, which was good play, and they really did ramp up the pressure. But as I say, I thought we defended manfully that first half and throughout the game. So, you know, I would a little aggrieved, but that's the scoreboard says what the result is, and there's lots of twists and tails that have been in this game. There's lots of twists and tails coming as well in the last 5 weeks.
The character of the side, John, to pick themselves up, down by 10 points with 10 minutes remaining.
Oh, yeah, you never question them, dear. I mean, we've seen this right from when we played Featherstone, the Challenge Cup, all the months ago, you know. And they're a good young team. They're developing well, so, you know. And this was a very high-quality game that I think people have been royally entertained with. Loads of talking points, loads of things for everybody to get ticked off about. So it's exactly what you want on a Sunday afternoon in rugby league.
What does this mean now for the Bradford Bulls and their season, John?
Well, it means we have to win next game. That's top and bottom of it. You know, we've got Toronto, and we've got to roll our sleeves up, prepared as best we can, and try to pull off a shock. And that's what we'll do.
And how important, John, is it to finally have this week off now?
It's very important. Yeah, I mean, I've just said to the players, you know, they've got a weekend off. We haven't had a weekend off since January the 6th, which in part's down to us because, you know, we played in the Yorkshire Cup and we arranged pre-season games. But perhaps next year we'll be a little more frugal with our preparation games so that we're perhaps fresher within the season.
In fact, you've got such a huge game to come after that. Chance to recharge the batteries and focus on a game where you will be very much the underdogs, won't you?
Well, yeah, but Toronto will have a chance to recharge their batteries as well. I mean, I don't know. They're playing tonight, aren't they, against Widnes? So they'll have a good 2 weeks as well, just as we will. So it'll be a heck of a game down at Oddsall. So let's everybody get down there, get behind the lads, and let's try and pull off a shock.
And in terms of, obviously, you're calling today a four-pointer, the fact that you are still sort of playing that chasing game, is it going to be easy to sort of keep spirits high in terms of because you're still beyond the eight ball.
Not at the minute, because we feel a little aggrieved, but you've got to come out here, face your people, perhaps not say what we really think, and just get ready for next week.
Steve Crossley
came through. Steve played great, yeah. He's important to us, isn't he? And he showed that today with his performance and his sort of presence on the field.
Joe Brown come in for Brandon Pickersgill. Was that due to injury or?
Yes,
knock?
It was, yes. Brandon, he failed his fitness test on a dead leg, and he could run at 85-90%, and he could have got through it, but he wouldn't have been 100%. I think in a game like this, you need players who are 100%. And, so it proved. I mean, it was a cracking game, but we've just come out on the wrong side of the ledger and we're a little ticked off.
Last week, John, you were a bit disappointed about probably the application or what the boys had done. I think it's fair to say after that performance today across the park, that's been ready.
Bang on, Damien, bang on. Yeah, there's no complaints from me about effort and application and desire today. They showed that in bucket loads.
In your halves, particularly the whole team across the board, when they were gifted a few repeat sets through errors early in the second half, came up with repeat set pets themselves. They showed patience to finally go out to the left side to get that try through. Ethan showed good composure.
They did, yes, they did. I'm really pleased how our halfbacks are developing. You know, Joe's getting better game on game, and he's dovetailing really well with Jordan Lilly. So really pleased with what they're doing. But the results are the be all and end all, and we're pretty disappointed at the minute.
It appeared, John, that the hooter might have sounded earlier than it should. Are you going to have a look at that?
I wasn't aware of that. For me, when you're down here, you're just involved in the game, you know, and trying to make your interchanges to make an effect, or trying to tip people up for the odd little piece of play that might work, or to stop their work. So you're just in the zone there. So I can't really comment about that.
Finally, John, you came over. Matched the game up at 24 points apiece. The opposition coach came over into your technical area to say hello and have a handshake. What was that all about?
No, I think, he was apologising about something. We'll leave that as it is.
I just wasn't sure if he was saying all best of luck now that it's drawn up and let's see how the game
goes. No. We'll leave that between James and myself.